Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth. Glory to God. Sweet place to be, huh? I'm sure, Brother Randall's hating he missed this watching Facebook. It's still good, though. It's sweet. I wish you could be here with us. Latham and Linda, all are sick, and it's just good to be here. I'm debating on whether I need to do this or not. I'm just telling you, I don't want to miss the Lord. I've done it a time or two. Thought, well, I ought to just go on with this, and then I shouldn't have done it. But it's good, and it's sweet, and it's a good place to be. And I don't want to spoil anything. I've chewed on this all day. And I'm in John 17, one of the greatest chapters in the Word of God. It's where I'm at. And let me just read a few verses here and see if I use this or if I do something else. John 17 and verse 17. I'm just going to start there in verse 17. Read about three verses. Have you found that? John 17, 17? That even sounds right, doesn't it? John 17, 17? That sounds good. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Father, I love you, and I praise you for what I felt in my heart tonight, and God, what you've already done in this place. That you are God, holy, high, sovereign, and there is none other like you. And I bless you for this night, Lord, and for these that have come. Lord, it's just good to have our family together. Gary and Kelly back with us tonight, God, it's just sweet. God, and one of these days we're going to a land where there won't be any separation. Glory to God. Have your way here tonight. Fill my mouth, guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of the book. Do it for you. Glory. I praise you for everything that's done. I ask it in the King's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. I guess you can figure out by the three verses there that my heart tonight is set on this word sanctify. Sanctified. This is one of the greatest passages of Scripture in this. Jesus prayed for you in this passage of Scripture right here. When he said, I'm not only praying for these, and I'm praying for them that's going to believe on my name because of the word that they're going to bring. That's who I'm praying for. I'm glad Jesus prayed for me. He prayed for himself in the beginning of this. You know it's okay to pray for yourself. It's all right. Jesus prayed for himself. What we call the Lord's Prayer is not really the Lord's Prayer. It's our prayer. He never had to ask the Father for daily bread. Praise God, he was the bread. He didn't have to ask the Father, thy will be done. He was the walking, living will of God. He didn't ask for them things. That's not the Lord's Prayer. That's our prayer. Here's the Lord's Prayer in John 17 when he said this. I'm a praying for myself. I'm a praying for the disciples. And I'm a praying for them after the disciples. That'd be us. And he's prayed for specific things, but in particular here is this word, sanctify them. Sanctify means to be set apart. It also means to purify or consecrate or to make holy. I need that. Listen, I'm just going to tell you. We get spots on us walking through this world, and we need the Word of God to wash us. And I tell you, we don't need it on a monthly or an annual basis. Friend, we need it every day. Every day. I'm not talking about being saved over and over. I'm not one of them repeat regeneration guys. You can't be saved but one time. I'm talking about this. Being washed, praise God, sanctified. We can't get anything done for the Lord unless we are. Can't do it. Jesus praying for him. I'm going to throw four things at you real fast here. I'll be done. The sanctification is a process. Oh, yeah. I've got some may be watching Facebook right now and said it's a one and done thing. It is not. And I can prove it in the Scripture. But it was, this thought came to me this morning. I never had considered this before. I want you to think back, go back with me to Exodus. When they're about, before they're about to come out, and the Lord has told them, He said, I'm going to smite all the firstborn. But He told them in the land of Goshen, Brother Larry, He said, I tell you what you do. You take that lamb you've had put up. You kill him on the 14th day. You put the blood up over the door. Hey, and the death angel's going to pass by. Going to pass by the bloods on the door. But everything that didn't have that blood that night, from the cattle in the field to Pharaoh's in the throne room of the king, the firstborn died. You jump over to Exodus chapter 13, you're going to find this in verse number 2. You're going to find where God said, now sanctify to me all the firstborn. I've never really got a hold of that, Gordon, like I did today, brother. But it got a hold of me. Say, what was that a picture of? Well, I think it was showing, one, that all those that were against God, their firstborn died. All of these that were with God, their firstborn was going to be sanctified, set apart for the use in their life and for the glory of God. But then I see this, praise God. It was pointing on down the road in John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, the firstborn, praise God, sanctified. And what happens then? Then He is able to sanctify us. Because as many as received Him, through them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. Brother Dennis, sanctify. The process has begun. I am in. Listen, I'm in there though. It's not only this. It's not only the process. But it is now, once you've been born again, when you've received Him, He's received you, He called, He drew you. We've been wooed by the Holy Ghost. He could have left us alone, but He called. When He calls, you better answer the phone. He called, I answered. Brother Dennis, put me right in there. Now, sanctification is not only a process, but it's positional. What are you? I'm in Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. That puts me somewhere. Hey, I may turn here just so I don't mess the verse up. You stay with me just a minute. I am in Christ Jesus. If you're saved tonight, you are there as well. You are there. I want you to listen to this now. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. Man, they had trouble at Corinth. To them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Now, we're not talking about a church that was blue ribbon and top shelf here. We're talking about one that had fornicators and all kinds of trouble. And you know what He said about them right here? Listen, I'm not trying to blow anybody's mind. But He said to the church of God, to them that are sanctified, were they all sanctified? They weren't all in the church. But some of them were, and they were in Christ Jesus. Positionally. You know what He said in Ephesians 1 and I've forgotten the verse, but it's in, He said this, said, we are accepted, whereby we are accepted in the beloved. What does that say? That's our position, being that it's our sanctified position. We are in there. Number one, it's a process. Number two, it's positional. If you've never been born again, listen. Jesus said in this same chapter, John 17, He said, I'm not praying for the world. Oh, chew on that for a moment. But as many as received him, yeah, come unto me. Yes, I like this word. This knocks the Calvinist in the head. Whosoever will. They don't like that word. They like to tear that out of the Bible. They say that's not what it means. Well, I'd like to know what it means. I think whosoever means whosoever. What about that? And I went to Pleasant Hill School, Grover, and I still think it means whosoever. Are we there? I read this story today with John Chappell. I get an email from his ministry every day, and he said this. He read the story of a preacher that went to see this old Scottish lady that was said they were in the finer part of town. They didn't run into too many that knew anything about Jesus, so they went to the slum of the area and said the preacher that was with him said there's a woman lives up there in one of them run down shanties and said she is close to the Lord. He said, well, I'd like to speak to her. So they went into the shanty there, and he asked her, said, I hear the Lord stops by here. She said, nay.
Amen.
He said, he thought she was hard of hearing. He said, hey, I said, I heard that the Lord stopped by here. She said, nay, he abides here. He abides. He don't just stop by. He's here. Hallelujah. Positionally sanctified. Number three. Now this will train wreck some. So sanctification is not only a process, and it is positional. I believe that. I understand it. But it is progressive as well. And it's not like this liberal insurance company I'm talking about either. Let me tell you. You sidebar 1 second here, and I won't run any more rabbits. You plug that thing in your car so they know if you break the speed limit, they'll charge you more money. Hello! Back to the point. Sanctification is progressive. Now watch this. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11, some of you are saying this. And when he gives that list of those that shall not inherit the kingdom of God, he said, and such were some of you, but you have been washed and you're sanctified. Washed. That's done. But then we go to Ephesians to show this. So that shows me positionally I've been washed. Such were some of you. Not anymore. Why? Because you've been washed. What have you been done? Been put into the body. Stay with me. But it doesn't end there. It's also progressive in this thing. Because he said in Ephesians 5 and 26, he said that he may cleanse it. Talking about the church, who he prayed for here. Prayed for himself, for the disciples, for the church, the bride, the one coming behind, that'd be us. In other words, that was yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. So he said, and here's what he said. He said that he might, talking to the church, he might cleanse it, sanctify it by the washing of the water, by the word, by the what? Washing. What is washing? Washing continues. Washed is what I have done. Washing is what I'm going to do. So we are washing by the water of the Word. Here's the thing. When we get things, when we let the world stick to us, I wish I knew who said this originally. They said, sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. I don't remember who it was that said that. And I just can say it like someone once said, and I agree with that, because when you find that, you begin to read this book. I've been reading a Leviticus again, and I'm in that chapter. I'm in the middle, 17 through 20, and I'm into that place. I'm through with the leprosy, and I'm into that place where God says these things are an abomination to me. So I already know what I'm preaching Sunday morning. God gave me that. I nearly got too twisted up today. But I'm going to preach Sunday morning. You can put this down and bring you a lost family. I'm going to preach when evil ends. And And I'm going to call it when the evil ends, but when evil ends. We have this now. We have this process. We have this progression, if you would, of sanctification, where we're being washed through this. I'm seeing that in Leviticus. And there's some things he just said, I'm cutting you off right there. And say, that's under Old Testament law. That's exactly right. And that's where the people who are unsaved will be judged. It's by the law. Now, listen, it's a lot better on the grace side of the track. And grace, seek Him, and you can find Him. Seek Him. I believe that. Listen, I believe if they'd truly seek, their heart and their mind be changed, they begin to seek God. You know what? He's faithful. And Brother Randall said, where grace, sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Progressive. Watch this. This is another place here. I need to read this to you. This will help us. Here's what he said. Paul, this is one of Paul's first letters, Thessalonians. Writing to the people of Thessalonica, or Thessalonica, whichever way you want to pronounce it. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. I don't know how to do that apart from that book. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. That's how I'm going to know how to possess this vessel as a vessel of honor. And it's only through and by the word of God. If I'm never in that book, I don't have a clue. All right, saved person. Don't be expecting the lost man out there to know anything about what you know about. Vance Havner said, I've never seen anyone come to Christ at the end of an argument. That's good. Amen to that. So we cannot expect them. We are involved in the process. I am there. I have positionally, because of the new birth by the Spirit of God, it's by the Word and by the Spirit, by the way, that we are sanctified. One, and these three are one. Dusty told me this afternoon, said, Dad, I'm gonna teach Sunday on the power of three. He said, you ever can, that's, I said, son, that's deep water right there. The power of three. He said, just Google the power of three and see what it says. Progressive. There we are in this. Now, we should know how to possess this. The only way I know how to possess this thing as a vessel of honor is by and through the Word of God. The Spirit reveals to me that the Word is true and helps me to discern and understand the Word, and therefore I am being sanctified. I am sanctified, but I am being sanctified. It's not only progressive, but one more and I'm done. I want to go right here. Brother Will preached a message on this, and maybe one of the best I've ever heard him do when he was here in revival. And I'm pretty sure this is one of the verses he used. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know what that says to me? It says this, Brother Jimmy, that this sanctification thing is personal. It is a process. It is positional. It is progressive. But it's personal. It's in Brother Jason. It's in Brother Randy. It's personal. What should I do? I should have this in my heart that I should be able to give an answer to anybody that asks me of why I believe what I believe. Why is that? Because it's valuable. The most valuable thing we possess, friend, it's not your wealth, it's or your popularity or any possession that you have in this world. It is your soul. Because What would a man give in exchange for his soul? He'd give it all when this thing's over. And they find out they're wrong. What about them guys in Sri Lanka? Walk over there, blew themselves into hell and opened their eyes, being in torments forever, according to this book. And I believe this book. I'm living with this book. I'm going to die in this book. It's this book that I believe. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. I'm believing this book. Most valuable thing we possess. But it's not only valuable, but it's visible. Yeah. People know if you got it or not. They know. You can't hide it. They know. You're peculiar. Zealous of good works. There's something different about you. You'll feed hungry people. You'll help folks that don't. Nobody else wants to help. And you know what? Sometimes we get played. Sometimes. But I'd rather err on the side of compassion than shut up my bowels of mercy. Sanctify them, Father. Through thy truth, thy word is truth. I don't know much tonight, but I know this. I know I'm saved. I know one of these days that I'll see him. Brother Gary sang about, he sang it in the congregation song. He sang about heaven. One of these days I'm going to see the one I sing about. I often worry about that verse in 1 John. Brother Danny, sometimes I get thinking about when he appears, shall I be ashamed? You know, I think if someone thinks that they won't, they may have a problem. Because what I could have done and what I have done is two different things. But what he done and what he's doing is never going to change. And he done enough. Sanctify them. Come get us a song, Brother Randall. I'm finished. Sanctify them. Through thy truth, thy word is truth. As they get a song, let's stand to our feet tonight. You may have something you need to pray about. I know some's already been to the altar. We've anointed little Kenzie, and now she's going to do just fine. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.